2:23, you heard in the news that British military forces in Iraq are investigating disturbances in the Iraqi district city of Basra. Some reports say two British nationals have been arrested. Our correspondent in Baghdad is Richard Galpin. Accurate information hard to get in Basra. Richard, what can you tell us?
Well, I can certainly tell you that according to the Iraqi police, that they did detain two British nationals who were driving in Basra earlier today, and they eventually managed to stop the car. It wouldn't stop straight away. When they managed to stop it, they searched it, found two men inside who were wearing a traditional Arab dress. But then in the back of the car, they say that they found a large amount of weapons and explosives. They obviously then arrested them, took them back to their base, and apparently, according to sources in the Iraqi police force down in Basra, British security forces then tried to intervene to get these two men released, even actually flying helicopters, British helicopters, above the building. But the Iraqi security forces, the Iraqi police, say they refused to hand them over. And they have now themselves handed them on so they can be held in the headquarters of Iraqi intelligence in the city. And that is the latest situation we have on that. On the other issue, there certainly, again, according to the Iraqi police, do seem to be clashes ongoing between coalition forces, the British, and followers of the Mahdi army, and a particular leader of the Mahdi army, which is a Shiite militia, a man called Sheikh Fatuzi, who was arrested by British forces on Sunday for allegedly ordering the attacks in which several British soldiers were killed in recent weeks.
Do we know who, just on the former story, Richard, do we know who these British nationals are?
No, there is no sense of who they are. And all we have heard from the Iraqi side is that they had foreign ID. We understand British and American ID on them. As far as any spokesperson from the British military is concerned, when we contacted them, they said they couldn't give us any further information, but they did confirm that there were ongoing incidents, and we are waiting to get details from them, hopefully quite shortly.
So we don't really even know if they were military.
We don't know who they were at all. I mean, obviously, you could put your theories together, but in terms of concrete information, we really don't have that at this stage.
Richard Galpin in Baghdad, thank you very much indeed. John Stevens is...